The report by the Williams Institute for Sexual Orientation and Public Policy compares U.S. Census Bureau data from 2000 with more recent surveys carried out in 2005. In Wisconsin, the number of same-sex couples has jumped from just over 8,000 to almost 15,000, the second biggest percentage increase in the country. Study author Gary Gates says the numbers don't mean more gay couples have moved here, but rather that the gay marriage debate has made them more willing to be visible.
That creates an environment where more people feel they need to step up to the plate and say, look, I'm one of those people you're talking about, and this is what we really look like.
Gates says the increase in people willing to identify themselves as gay has been greatest in the Midwest, in states like Minnesota, Iowa, and Missouri that have all had hotly contested gay marriage referendums on their ballots.
Perhaps it was the Midwest kind of had the biggest closet for people to come out of, and that's why we've seen the biggest increases. What's also been happening at the same time as these referendums is that generally the stigma associated with being gay or lesbian or being in a partnership has actually come down on a national level.
A spokesman for the group leading the effort to defeat Wisconsin's gay marriage ban says the numbers and the trend are encouraging. Josh Frecker of Fair Wisconsin says more openly gay couples in the state should increase the chances the referendum will fail.
The number one correlation between people being opposed to the amendment is when they know gay people and they're close to gay people and they see that gay families are no different than any other families.
Supporters of the gay marriage ban say without it, the institution of marriage will be undermined and homosexuals will be granted a protected status they don't deserve. A recent WisPolitics poll of likely voters show 53% support the ban, while 39% oppose it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.